came back from there. 非常的感恩，非常的蒙福，因为看见神在我们教会做工，看见神在我们教会他真的是赐下众多的机会。I think we are much blessed since we saw that the Lord has blessed us, not just in numbers but also in life, gave us abundant life. 那今天早晨的话呢，我和弟兄姐妹分享这样一个题目，就是要叫各尽成全圣徒，各尽其职。这是中文了。Now this morning I will share with you about the topic of sermon is called For the Perfecting of the Saints. 你看中文八个字其实讲得很清楚哈，英文却很长，如果我把下边一句再放上，其实还有另外一行哈。In Chinese it's pretty simple and then if I put all English down there, there will be two lines. So I just put one sentence there. The title is for the perfecting of the saints. 我们大家都知道我们教会其实是一直用来建造的了。不管是在退休会也好，还是在今天早晨，我们其实都在神的一个灵下边来建造。Now we all know that God built us up as a church. Though some people in a retreat, some people here.But we believe that only one Holy Spirit is among us. 那我其实在这个退休会的专题上面的时候呢，也讲这样一个题目，但是讲得很长，因为要讲一个多小时。Though I taught in the retreat, the workshop, also the same title, but.There I talk 1 hour more. So if this morning I talk 1 hour more and then translate 1 hour more, 2 hours, that'll be too long. 所以的话呢，我想如果我要把一个小时的中文讲下来，一个小时的英文翻译，那就太长了，弟兄姐妹。所以我就想大概的信息我要讲给弟兄姐妹。So the main message I will let brothers and sisters know. So our church, 我们的教会 while in one page. 我想弟兄姐妹，如果把这个信息简单的给弟兄姐妹讲述一下子呢，让大家也知道我们在那边分享的信息是什么，所以让弟兄姐妹啊，我们都在一个平面上，都在一个都在一个页，同一页上边。好，弟兄姐妹，我们看这个圣经是告诉我们的神给教会的恩赐。 The first thing I want to share is about the gifts that God gave to the church. Now we know God gave church many positions, or we can say different gifts. You see here, in Chinese, 中文我们说他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教牧师和教师。因为 saysAnd he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. 在这里我们看到有五个方面的执事。So here we if you number that, five-fold ministers. 弟兄姐妹，神所给我们这样子的恩赐是为了给教会。God gave us these ministersactually gave to the church as a body of Christ. This is a gift from God. 我们想啊，在这里边是从神给我们教会的，是给神的身体的。他在这里边首先保罗讲到，就是说他所赐的，弟兄姐妹有没有注意这个词啊？ The word that Paul says, he gave, who gives?谁给的？是上帝给的。God gave. 所以弟兄姐妹们说，神所赐的就是 He gives, that means 上帝的祝福。这就是说，这是上帝的祝福，这是神的恩典，这是神的心意所在。神赐下恩典。So when God gives, that means God give us the gifts. God gave us the grace. That's God's heart locate.
所以我们想啊，神所赐有这么多的职分呢，是为了造就教会的，是为了造就教会的。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这里发现了，说神所赐的在这里有主要五个职事，五个主要的这样子的功能。
So we saw here that God gives fivefold ministers.
Fivefold ministers. 所以我们看呢，神在神的家中设立了这样子的职分。
Now we know that God in his family established such positions.
我们想啊，神是这样的做有他的道理。
We know when God does this, he means something important.
我们在这里边讲五个职事，稍微讲一下的：使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
Now we see five ministers. The first one, apostles. Second one, prophets, and then evangelists, pastors, teachers.
我们在这里边看到，首先讲到使徒啊。
First, we'll mention apostles.
If 当我们一提到使徒的时候，弟兄姐妹，你一想就想到了彼得呀、雅各呀、约翰呐、十二使徒啊，甚至保罗呀、巴拿巴等等。
So when we mentioned about the apostles, first picture in your mind, maybe that's Peter, John, Jacob, or you know Paul, Barnabas, some other in the church, in the Bible.
这是我们所想到的哈。那有很多的神学家他们解释的时候呢，说这个使徒的话呢，解释成为就是因为他们是在圣经里边的观念。
So some theologians, they explain the Bible. They said this apostle means some concepts in the Bible. And now there's no apostles.
这是他们一个观念，就是说既然是圣经里边的一个观念，圣经时代的一个观念，所以现在没有使徒了。
OK，
这是一种解经的方式，说因为耶稣基督说他所设立了十二个门徒了，拣选十二个门徒，然后又称他们为使徒，所以的话呢，这十二个使徒一死就没有这个所谓的使徒的观念了。
So some theologians say that when 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, when God, Jesus chose them as the disciples, so when the 12 disciples passed away, in terms of there's no so-called apostles in the world.
这是一种观念。那弟兄姐妹，实际上呢，我们可以说从使徒的总体意义来说。
Now if we speak in the broader sense of apostle, apostle means church send some special brother and sister to build up church, to plant the church.
如果说从一个广义的观念来看的话呢，圣经里边讲到的所谓使徒呢，是教会把他们差派到何场去啊，去建造教会，去开发教会，去传播福音。这样的人是带有使徒的观念，是带着使徒的职分的，是带着使徒的这样的责任的。
So when we read the Bible, we will see some brothers and sisters in the Jerusalem church. So the Jerusalem church send them to outside the world.And preach the gospel and build up church.
You know? 所以在圣经里面我们就看到啊，那耶路撒冷教会他们差派了比如说保罗、巴拿巴到外边去建立教会，去巡回布道，然后的话呢去传播福音。弟兄姐妹，在圣经里面这样被差派的人被称之为使徒。
So in the Bible, such people like Paul and Barnabas, they were sent to different places to build up churches. In this meaning, they called apostles.
所以从广义的来说, 如果有这样的使徒, 有这样的职分, 那弟兄姐妹, 今天我们一般不在这种意义上去称他们为使徒了。
So today, we didn't call them apostles because we always sense that apostle is a big name. Big responsibility, big authority.
我们是这样想的。 但是弟兄姐妹的确有很多的时候, 你看教会要差派, 传福音的, 要差派, 那些, 人去在不同的, 比如地区, 不同的人群当中去建立教会。
Now we know in the church history, some missionaries, some brothers and sisters were sent to different areas, different countries, different races, different languages, you know, to build up church, to preach the gospel. In the broader sense, they are apostles.
所以呢, 我们想的话呢, 虽然我们今天不这样的叫, 但是的确神的家要发展的话, 需要有这样子的职分。
Now, even though we hesitate to call them apostles, but in the God's family, should some people, they do such work, they do such ministry for the Lord.
所以的话, 我们想啊, 这个使徒的话呢, 是这样一个职分, 使徒呢, 是这样一个观念, 我们愿意弟兄姐妹呢, 就记住好了。
那第二个是讲到先知, the second one will talk about the prophet.
同样的, 有很多神学家认为, 这个先知的职分已经终结了。
Oh, still like the apostles, some theologians said that the prophet, the function is ended. No prophets anymore.
弟兄姐妹同样是这样一个观念。 那弟兄姐妹从圣经里边的观念, 比如说启示神的圣言, 神借着这个先知来传讲信息, 从上帝之间而来的。 那这样子的先知的确已经不存在了，已经结束了。到使徒约翰说写完启示录为止，已经结束了啊。OK,
if we speak about the prophet who passed the God's oracles, God's word to the people, so now today we call the Bible. Such prophets, their functions are ended. Ended from John, Apostle John, when he wrote the last book, Revelation. That's end.
So 这是一种观念。那么其实今天呢, 从神所启示圣言, 没有任何人可以再说的话, 可以和圣经相比较。
Now in some strict sense, nobody, even they have some, they have some move, they have some insight from God. They are not parallel with the prophets in the Bible, such like Isaiah, such like Jeremiah or Ezekiel. No, not people like that.
所以的话, 没有现在人所有的启示, 可以和神在圣经里边的启示可以相比了。 好的弟兄姐妹, 但是也的确有一些人, 他们常常带着神的感动, 带着神的意向往前走。 So still some people, some brothers and sisters, they go forward with the vision of God, with the revelation of God. So they go forward, you know, and their work shows, their ministry shows that God did send them. God did reveal them. 所以呢, 从神所看, 我们看圣经里边有一些, 事情, 或者今天我们看教会的时代, 的确有一些人, 他们带着意象的。 你比如说像, 在19世纪, 20世纪, 那些宣教士, 从英国, 从德国, 从美国, 到, 比如说到中国去宣教。
他们是带着意象去的，他们是带着神的启示去的。
So some missionaries, such like 20th century or 19th century, they were sent from Germany, from Britain, from America to China. They really went there with a vision, with God's voice, you know. So they went there, built church. So their ministry manifests that their dream or their vision.It's correct.
所以我们在这里边讲这个意义上的先知呢，不能等同于圣经里边的先知，可是他还是有的啊，还是有。那我们再说的话呢，就是讲到传福音的 evangelist， 我们弟兄姐妹好多就是说像 missionary 一样啊，各个教会差派啊这些传教士到不同的地方去，国内也好，国外也好，他们是作为传教士去被神差派。也被教会裁判。
Now we talk about the evangelists. Actually, they are kind of missionaries, like today. Different churches, they send them to different places, inside, outside, abroad or at home.
所以我们看到神所做的工啊，就是这样子的，神要去做。那么传福音的，比如说我们教会也会有找传道人了，其实传道人就是 evangelist， 所以我们教会，比如说我们有 youth minister， actually they are evangelist。所以我们想啊，弟兄姐妹，这是给我们教会一个好机会啊，叫我们来整理一下子我们的思路，叫我们教会知道神所做的事情。那还有的话就是牧师、教师，弟兄姐妹，这个我们稍微提一下子。
Now I mentioned shortly about the pastors and teachers. Now pastoring, you maybe you know best.You talk to pastor. Every Sunday you met. You run into pastors. You know pastors better. Their work visitation, give the sermon, and then some such like counseling.
我们看到牧师的话有很多的职责，比如说礼拜天讲道，然后的话呢，他们会去探访，他们也有一些。这样子的咨询，或者是弟兄姐妹生命有难处的时候，牧师给予及时的关心啊。那这是讲到牧师他的职责。那教师弟兄姐妹，我们觉得稍微简单一点了，就是好像是你看主日学有些老师啊，他们其实是做尽教师的职能。其实牧师很多的时候也有教导的职能。
Now we will talk about the teachers.In our Sunday schools, we see different classes. You have teachers teach Bible, teach history, teach theology. At the same time, pastor also has that function, has that ministry to teach.
所以的话，我们看到在神的家中有这样子的恩赐啊，我们看到神的家中有这样子的人来服侍神。
Now we see in God's family, there are so many people, they were called by God. They have that ministry ability to serve.
那弟兄姐妹，你说这个太大了。你可能说，哎，这个是太重要，太大了啊。那我不可能是这样的人物啊。不要说什么使徒先知，我现在连这个牧师教师，甚至我连传道人都不可能是啊。
这些职能很大啊、maybe brothers and sisters, you think in your mind, oh, these are bigger, these are greater positions in God's family. Don't think about live alone apostle, live alone prophets, evangelists, even pastors and teachers. I'm not good at this.
但是的话，神也告诉我们，神还给我们其他的恩赐啊，神也告诉我们在圣经里面有很多其他的恩赐，好像似乎小一点比这些。
那我们就来和弟兄姐妹一道来再来查考了，也愿意大家能够慢慢知道发掘你的恩赐。
Now in the Bible also there are some other look minor
smaller or less than apostles, these greater positionsBut still God provides different gifts to us.
那我们来看看呢，神在圣经里边还给我们预备了什么哈？ 这是罗马书第十二章六到八节，弟兄姐妹，你可以读中文，你也可以读英文。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心程度说预言。下面说，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。弟兄姐妹， When we talk about this gifts, maybe you sounds familiar, may sound different to you, right? If not, 如果不是说恩赐这么多，比如说有说预言的，刚才 just like when we talk about the prophecy, just like prophet, 你可能说啊这个够大了。那么下面说做执事的弟兄姐妹， how about the 做执事啊的our ministry, maybe deacons, okay, 弟兄姐妹。做 deacons, somebody you're familiar with, somebody just step down from the deacon's position. 那我们看看哈，那还有说做教导的 now you're teaching about this. And then 劝化的exhortation, this means kind of a comfort.Comforting, somebody they have that heart to comfort people. 那就是说有很多人是需要劝导的啊，在比如说在他难处当中，然后有人去专门去劝解啊，善解人意的人去劝解他们，这是做这种劝化的工作。或者有矛盾的去解决，那有这是劝化的工作。那么说还有就是你有专一劝化，就是有这样的恩赐，你就去做好了。Do your best. When you have this gift, you do your best for the Lord. Comfort people when people might meet the, the problems, and then you sit down with them and then talk with them. And then they feel lighter and then they feel released, right? 好，我们再说施舍的，弟兄姐妹有没有感觉到施舍哈有些关系？因为我们常常施舍，或者说我们给穷人，或者说我们为教会奉献。Now when we talk about the simplicity, give. When we give out, people want to receive rather than give, right? But here, when you have the heart to give out, to give away, that means it's a gift. 施舍的哈，就施舍，万出给。Sometimes when we walk on the street, you will see some beggars approach to you, and then you give them a dollar or a quarter. 有很多的时候你在路上遇见穷人啊，可能乞丐啊，你就给他们的，或者无家可归，你就给他们一块钱啊，或者一dollar，这都是表明你的心是有施舍的恩赐。那他说施舍的你就当诚实啊，施舍的你就当诚实哈。我们感谢主啊，我们施舍的时候，我们真是照着神的给我们的那个心智来去施舍哈。那么还有说治理的就当殷勤呢，有些 people 是特别在治理方面有恩赐。So some brothers sisters they have the gift of rule or administration. They have that ability. They have that personality to do so.那他说你要 diligence， 也就是说当我们做这个事情的时候，只要是神所给你的恩赐，你就尽心竭力的去做。Now when we remember that when this gift to you, that means you receive from God, and then you will do it diligently. 我们教会有执事哈，我们教会有执事会主席。你看看这个，我觉得咱们教会安排的真的蛮好的哈。执事会主席也好，各个执事也好，都有治理的恩赐。哎，他们就当尽心竭力的来做。Now talking about our church, we have official board, have chair, have different deacons. They do that very, very diligently. They do that with their best gift.
我们感谢主哈，我们有这样子。那下边说怜悯人的就当甘心呢。
怜悯人就是说你 very very merciful， 你这个人心肠很软，你这个人心肠很好，那神说你就当甘心
啊，你要做的 cheerfully 啊 ，cheerfully。那我们相信，有很多的时候，我们做怜悯的时候啊，是根据情形来判断的。Sometimes when we do merciful things, charities, we do that with a specific moment. 有很多的时候，我们做了心不甘情不愿。Sometimes when we did that merciful charity thing, we are not, willingly.Not very willingly. It depends. 如果你给比如说街头的这个要饭的一块钱啊，他谢也不谢你，你心里给完了你就一肚子气。When you give the beggar some homeless person $1 or $2 or coin, when they give them, they didn't say thank you. They didn't say look at you.Gratefully, you grudge in your heart. You complain. 对不对？当你给完的时候，他真的不理你的时候，没有说声谢谢的时候，你心里边就开始抱怨啊。这是我们看啊，有些时候，这是神所给我们的恩赐啊，有这么多，有这么多弟兄姐妹，这是叫我们弟兄姐妹，咱们一道的来发掘我们的恩赐。Now we want brothers and sisters to look.Search your heart, and you will find which gift you have that God gave you. 所以我们要和弟兄姐妹，我们一道来发掘我们的恩赐，认识你的恩赐。So we will help brothers and sisters to find out what is your gift or what are your gifts. 那我们说，如果说这样的恩赐你也没有，好，你说我们说我没有这些恩赐，我也不是很熟悉。那么我们还有什么呢？我们看圣经里边还告诉我们，以弗所书 Ephesians chapter 4:7， 我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐 ，But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.弟兄姐妹是告诉我们每个人都有恩典 Everybody has gift Only two things You don't know your gift Or when you know your gift You don't want to do it 所以我们想啊，每个人都有恩赐按照神所告诉我们弟兄姐妹没有人没有恩赐好只要叫基督徒弟兄姐妹你都有恩赐 When you call brothers and sisters called Christian You have 恩赐 You have gift SoGod gave everybody a gift according to the measure of Jesus Christ. 只不过有的人的恩赐大，有的人恩赐小。Somebody's gifts with a great measure, some with a small measure. Some sounds important, some sounds not important. 所以弟兄姐妹，你别说我没有恩赐哈，你别说我没有恩赐。你只是说我可能不知道或者说我已经知道了但是我不想用啊，弟兄姐妹我们愿意大家的话呢来一同来啊，寻求神在我们当中的恩赐啊 Only you may know your gift or you know it you don't want to use it 所以呢我们来看就是当我们有这些恩赐的时候弟兄姐妹啊，我们有这些恩赐是表明我们弟兄姐妹咱们从神所得到的这些恩呢我们要使用出来除了上边我和弟兄姐妹所提到的这些恩赐 So there are so many gifts we mentioned above 我们教会还有很多的事情可以去做了还有很多的恩赐是圣经没有提到的 So there are many we may call gifts from God we didn't mentionWe didn't saw, we didn't write in the Bible. 所以在圣经里面可能没有提到你比如说祷告的恩赐或者说探访关怀的恩赐唱诗赞美的恩赐弹琴的恩赐带领小组做团契哪怕是照顾小朋友小孩子好做饭或者说是去爱干净了你会开车弟兄姐妹你有没有听到我所提的这些都是能力同时也是恩赐好弟兄姐妹 We talk about
about in the Bible. But now, not in the Bible, we still see some gifts or see some possible abilities. Such like prayers in the Bible, it did say you have the gift to pray. Or visitation, or praise the Lord, playing piano, playing guitar, lead the worship, or you lead the fellowship, the small group, cell group, or you have the ability to cook as chef, or you can look after children, such like children program, or you can drive, you can, you just love, clean. 弟兄姐妹，这一切的事情都告诉我们，弟兄姐妹，我们不是没有这样那样的恩赐，而是我们大家都有。啊，弟兄姐妹，当我们把恩赐啊，你慢慢发现的时候，不是大的才叫恩赐，小的也是啊。Now, when we talk gifts now, you can define it. Some are bigger, some are smaller. We have somewhat gifts. 好，弟兄姐妹，那当我们有这些恩赐的时候，你会发现呢，恩赐是不一样的。So gifts are different. Some bigger, some smaller, some important, some indifferent. Some stand before people, some behind people.那弟兄姐妹，这就是说我们的恩赐各个不一样啊，所以没有一个人他的恩赐不是为了造就教会，为了给弟兄姐妹用的，为了给神的家用的。 When God gave us the gifts, no gift is not for the use to building up the church, building up saints, building up brothers and sisters.所以我们这些恩赐如果一道的来使用，弟兄姐妹，你会发现神在教会所赐的恩赐是足够用的。 So dear brothers, when we think about, when we search, you will find that the gifts in any church God gave is enough to build up the church, to serve people, to make up brothers and sisters, let them grow faster. 所以我们想啊，神所给我们这样子的恩赐，好，弟兄姐妹的第一个部分呢，我和弟兄姐妹讲到的是恩赐啊，你有没有发觉有恩赐哈？我讲了这么多，你有没有对到自己？啊，第二部分 ，the first part I talk about is the gifts God give us. Do you find some gifts in your heart with your life? So search it, you will find.第二个呢，我讲有了恩赐以后啊，圣经说要我们成全圣徒啊，弟兄姐妹，成全圣徒。那成全圣徒就是告诉我们 for the perfecting of the saints 啊，那这是告诉我们神给我们这么多恩赐要做什么用的。We have gifts. What do we use to give gifts for? Why God gave us the gifts?为什么神给我们这些恩赐呢？是不是为了满足我们个人的虚荣心？是不是为了显示我们个人的能力？是不是为了实现我们个人的价值？是不是为了突出我们的自我形象？神给我们这么多恩典。 Now God gave us so many gifts. That's for the purpose to satisfy your vanity, to manifest your own ability, to show your self-realization or your self-purpose before people. None of them. 没有一个。神所做的没有一个是这样的目的。所以这些恩赐对我们来说有什么意义？神说为要成全圣徒。好，这些所有的恩赐都是为了要成全圣徒的，弟兄姐妹。So all the gifts,The purpose is to perfect the saints. To perfect saints. 弟兄姐妹，这是神所告诉我们的目的呀。那弟兄姐妹，当我们功用都发挥出来的时候，我们弟兄姐妹的生命，我们弟兄姐妹都得到成全。
all the gifts were manifest, were used to perfect God's people, God's saints.
我们在这里边所谈到，首先要谈到圣徒啊，弟兄姐妹啊。圣经里边有这样一个概念，是圣徒的概念。好，弟兄姐妹，圣徒是谁呀？
Now we mention the saints. Who are they? Who can be called saints? Saints.
好，弟兄姐妹，谁被称为圣徒啊？谁被称为圣徒？在神的眼中，什么样的人是圣徒呢？
In God's eye, who can be called saints? Seriously?
印度因啊，在天主教里边，是不是常常会有封圣？啊，有些封一些圣徒。
Now in Catholic Church, you will read some news is about sanctify saints, consecrate saints.
弟兄姐妹，在天主教里有这样子的吗？但是基督徒在圣经里面发现不是这样子的。
Now as Christians we find in the Bible, not like.Catholic Church.
当我们提到圣徒，你想一定是彼得呀、保罗呀、巴拿巴呀、约翰呐、或者说是历史历代圣徒啊。
So when we mention saints, you think about maybe Peter, John, or Paul, somebody else in the Bible, or in church history, there are so many saints in different generations.
弟兄姐妹 ，That's true. 是的，但是。神眼中的圣徒就是你和我。
But let me be true to you. In God's eyes, the saints be you and me. Why?
为什么？圣经里边是这样子告诉我们的。圣经里边是这样告诉我们的。所以在圣经里边，神是这样告诉我们：我们在神的眼中是圣徒。So
in the Bible, Paul told us that we are the.Sense.
好，读过保罗书信的弟兄姐妹，我们大家都知道，你在保罗书信里面看到问安的时候啊，保罗首先都问在哥林多教会的圣徒安，在以弗所教会的圣徒安，在腓立比教会的圣徒安，在哥罗西教会的圣徒安，来，你去读圣经里面保罗的书信，在第二句第三句话里就出现这样的字眼。
弟兄姐妹 ，When we talk about brothers and sisters, when we talk about saints, when you read Paul's letters to different churches, in the first of three sentences, you will find the saints, the term. You find the term. So the saints in Corinthian church, the saints in Ephesian church, in Colossian church, in different churches.
弟兄姐妹，难道哥林多教会比我们今天华府教会好吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you think that the Corinthian church is much better than CCCGW? No.
你看保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，那么多的问题，那么多的严重的事情，保罗去指责他们，保罗去更正他们。
So in Christian church, there are so many big problems. Or we call it sins, troubles. So Paul wrote a letter to correct them, to discipline them.
How do they call it sins?
Now, you remember.
那现在弟兄姐妹你知道。在神的眼中，凡是被耶稣基督宝血涂抹遮盖的人都可以被称为圣徒。
Now in God's eyes, all the people whose sins and iniquities was blushed, not washed by Jesus Christ, by Jesus' blood, all can be called saints.
好，弟兄姐妹，如果从这意义上来讲，我们大家信靠主耶稣基督的人都是圣徒。
So in this sense, all of us.Who was washed by Jesus' blood can be called saints.
所以弟兄姐妹，在神的眼中，神不去讲一些观念的，神
在神的眼中，神不去讲教友 ，OK。In God's eyes, there is no 教友 ，there is no friends of Christianity or Christian followers. Not that. Or 不靠的教友，不靠睡觉的啊。Some people they sleepy head. Or they 不靠的教友啊，每次都要去叫你才来教会啊做礼拜呀，不叫你就不来了。Not called Christians. Somebody need to push you to call you come to worship. If don't call you, you stop coming. 啊，
在圣经里边也不靠会员呢。
在圣经里边不靠 members of any specific church.
弟兄姐妹，为什么？因为在神的眼中只是圣徒，
只是神的儿女，神家的百姓。In God's eyes, God only sees us as saints, as family members, as people of the kingdom.
好，是不是很美好？要么弟兄姐妹很感谢主。
那彼得也告诉我们呢，彼得也告诉我们，啊，每个信主的人，他们在神的家中啊，具体的说，他们啊所做的成全呢，是成全圣徒。
啊，个人要照所得的恩赐啊，彼此服侍。
好，我讲一点。好，弟兄姐妹，谁来啊？谁来成全我们？谁来成全我们？弟兄姐妹，这是需要我们弟兄姐妹所要认识到的。谁来成全圣徒 ？Who will perfect you？ 在圣经里边说。
弟兄姐妹要彼此服侍啊，彼此服侍，
就是说，神叫我们这些有恩赐的，神叫神家的儿女彼此来服侍。
So in Bible, in the Bible, Peter says, 我们要彼此服侍。We should receive the gift, even though to minister the same to one another.
Okay, to one another, not one way.Not a one-way ticket. You know, 弟兄姐妹，
所以我们想，这是告诉我们在神家的恩赐是要彼此服侍的，
彼此成全的。
So in God's family, you will use your gifts to perfect another, one another.
这是我们看到神所告诉我们的，我们要去啊成全啊，按照神的心意来成全，照彼得所说的，要彼此成全。那最重要的是谁来成全我们？弟兄姐妹，最重要的是上帝来成全我们。啊，弟兄姐妹，刚才我们说 the gift， 刚才我们说到是神是成全啊，神有这样子的五重职事来为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。Now we mentioned the Bible verses we read. God gave fivefold ministers, and then for the perfecting of us, everybody. 所以神要来成全我们，是神把这些恩赐摆在一起的。So God puts all these gifts together to perfect us.To perfect the church.
我们想到神真是这样子的成全我们啊。弟兄姐妹，我们怎么彼此成全？神怎么成全我们呢？
神是告诉我们，我们大家成全的时候是首先你要发现你的恩赐。
好， the first thing God will perfect you is you find yourself with gift.
What is your gift? 那第二个呢，是告诉我们找到自己的位置。弟兄姐妹，
The second thing is about when you know your gift and then now find your position.
找到位置，你有恩赐，找到位置。
Oh, when you have your gift, then find your position.
第三个就是，当我们找到位置的时候，我们要把我们的恩赐发挥出来。
The third is when we find our position.
We will use that gift in great. 所以神告诉我们呢，要来 做这样子的服侍，是这样子的来在神的家中啊，来尽心的服侍，竭力的服侍，是告诉我们大家一道来做，一道来做，找到你的恩赐，来发挥你的恩赐。那弟兄姐妹，很多的时候啊，我们弟兄姐妹有这样一个毛病， Sometimes we have some shortcomings。 作为教会的弟兄姐妹，虽然我们信主多年，但是我们还有这样那样的问题。 Though we become Christians, though we trust in God many years, long time, but still we have some faults, some bad parts, we have some shortcomings. 那是什么呢？就是说我们不能去成全别人，不能成全弟兄姐妹，我们不能成全别人的恩赐。 That is, we don't have that heart to perfect others, to let others use their gifts. 我们常常的会是什么呢？常常会是嫉妒啊。如果两个人同样有恩赐啊，就会嫉妒了，就会比较了。 When two people have the same gifts, when you get together, you will be jealous to each other, you will compare to each other. 是不是这样的？中国人特别会学习，中国人特别容易去比较，把我们的孩子和别的孩子去比较，对不对？ As Chinese, parents always compare your children with others. Compare your son's gifts to others. Compare your son's study to others. 这就是我们，所以恩赐发挥是不嫉妒啊。So when we use our gifts, that means do not envy. 不是去看笑话。Don't stand aside and laugh at. 不是这样子的。好，我一看见他没有做好，心里就挺舒服的。Oh, see somebody didn't use their ability well, and you stand aside and laugh. Not this. 也不是去指责弟兄姐妹。Don't pick faults.It's easy to pick faults. 也不是去挑剔和挑战。Not to blame, not to challenge others' gifts. 更不是去捣乱去破坏了。Even not, mostly, don't do, you know, 去破坏。OK, 破坏怎么说？Anybody can tell me, 去破坏，不是去做和睦的工作。OK, you know. 所以不是去做这个啊。那还有说我们要去成全别人，意思是主动的去配合呀。When we try to perfect others' gift, that means you cooperate. You are ready to submit. You are ready to replace. You are ready to support.好，弟兄姐妹是讲到这样子的。那咱们中国人常常做事情就是单个做事情非常优秀。As Chinese, we have some best virtue, such like we do things lonely or alone much better. 当我们自己做事情是做得很棒，在公司在学校什么地方好像都是这样哈。In different companies, in the schools, the colleges, you find that. 那么其实这个世界上很多的事情是要用团队来做的。成全圣徒是意味着我们要成为团队。So when we perfect people, when we perfect others, that means we will bond as a team. 其实中国人不怎么擅长团队合作的，对不对？我不是愿意挑，我也不是愿意去指出来。的确，很多的人，中国人就愿意，你会发现这样子的谈论的。I don't want to pick faults about our Chinese culture, you know, our shortcomings.
But when Chinese people get together, they will talk about this. They will mention about this. Oh, we cannot do that in team. 所以的话呢，这是我们的弱项，其实在教会里面也反映出来。Even in Chinese church in America, this shortcoming shows greatly.不晓得有没有知道不知道在、很多的教会常常会有纷争和分裂。Now in some Chinese churches, there are a lot of controversies, there are a lot of splits. 真的是有这样的事情。那在最近在、Virginia, 就离我们很近的那个北维州啊，就有这样的教会，他们就因为意见不同就分了，把牧师赶走了，分掉了。Now in West Virginia, there's a church just close to us. The church split. They kick out the pastor and then break. 弟兄姐妹，这事情发生一点都不荣耀神，就是说根本没有一个成全神的，没有成全弟兄姐妹的心。So there's no heart to perfect.Each other to perfect God's, church. 那这说这些事情是告诉我们弟兄姐妹，我们在今天的华府教会，我们愿意弟兄姐妹彼此成全，彼此祝福。Now in our church, in CCCW, we encourage people, we encourage our brothers and sisters to perfect each other. 可以举几个例子哈，比如说。我们如果有小组，我们有团契。Now we have our some fellowships, prayer meetings. 如果你在这个团契里边有组长啊，有 coordinator. If in your fellowship you have a coordinator, help him, help her, support her, submissive. 弟兄姐妹，这是一种成全，这是一种帮助，这是一种支持啊。弟兄姐妹，不是说去啊，他做的不好，我给你指出来；不是说啊，他做的不好，我来挑战他。弟兄姐妹，这不是成全他的办法。你可以在背后跟他说，你可以去自己跟他私下交通，你可以给他提意见，你可以给他出主意。好、啊，弟兄姐妹 ，when in the specific in your fellowship.If they are coordinator or leader, you just support him, support her. You can have suggestions, you have good ideas, but tell him, communicate with him privately. This is kind of perfect. Other people. 弟兄姐妹，我们相信这是我们要在华府教会要发现要来做的。如果我们缺乏这样子的恩膏，我们求主赐下这样的恩膏。So we emphasize in the coming days, coming years, in CCCW, our brothers and sisters will perfect each other. You try to do this. If you don't have this anointing, we ask for Lord. God has abundant anointing. Give us.所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹要这样去做。你知道在德国呀。啊，我们都知道德国人是非常会做事的。那 in Germany, people are very strict, right? They're very strict to regulations, to rules. Now only one thing. 啊，我可以跟弟兄姐妹讲，在德国人他们会做事，而且的话呢，也特别的严格遵守纪律啊，遵守条规啊。好，弟兄姐妹，举一个简单的例子，换灯泡。好，我们这有灯泡 ，OK. If we change this light bulb.How about Chinese? OK. 在你家里边比如说换个灯泡，你把梯子拿来然后立起来爬上去换灯泡， right? At home, at church, you take that ladder, right? Stand it up and climb up, change the light bulb. 但是在德国是禁止的，一个人就是。你必须有两个人和两个人以上的人来做这个事情，换一个灯泡。所以你说是人工贵呢，哈。So in Germany, you must have two or three as a team to change that light bulb because you need support. You need helper.
first to erect that ladder. And then somebody, you know, hold it fast for you. And then you climb up. They will try that ladder first. Is that firm?
弟兄姐妹，这是一个团队呀、啊，这是一个团队。你就看他做出来的事情啊，弟兄姐妹，我们愿意，我们弟兄姐妹也是。
当你做事的时候，你需要有人扶持。
我去参加过一个那个领袖的训练班，或、哦、领袖的这个这个班了。他看到那个牧师，这是一个黑人的教会。他很团结，大家都知道这个 African American churches, they are very, very united, right? They love each other, they, black African American churches. I have attended their, as a leader training, such like a workshop.
其中有一点我记得非常清楚，他说在你的团队里面，你有没有人去扶持你？当你立梯子的时候，有没有人给你做扶梯子的人？
But this is when you start a fellowship, you start a cell group, you start planting a church.
Do you as a leader find some supporters? They can hold fast the ladder for you.
弟兄姐妹有没有这样的？你有没有这样的助手？ Do you have such assistance to help you?
很重要，弟兄姐妹。所以说，我也想，真是的，如果我们在每一个团契里边，每一个 coordinator。都有一两个助手来帮助他，在教会里边的比如说做你每项一个事工一个 fellowship 都有很多助手来帮助你，他们 volunteer 也好，他们被你选出来，被你就是说叫出来来做都好。
So in a cell group in the fellowship as a leader as a coordinator you must have your supportersassistance
as a team.
感谢主，我们愿意，我们教会也不断的有这些的服事，不断的有这样的恩赐发现，也不断的我们给大家机会来去使用你的恩赐和恩膏。
So as a church in CCCGW church, we try to find your gifts, we provide you opportunities, we want toperfect you. So how about you yourself also try to help your assistants, try to help your helpers, supporters.
那弟兄姐妹，这是我们想到恩赐恩膏我们需要来做了。在这次那个团契上边，这次这个退休会上边，这是我第一次去这个退休会。Now in this retreat, this is our family. The first time we come to this retreat.
我们看到真的大家合作的很好，我们的 team 合作。今年呢，这个至少这个注册，这个所有的这个事项啊，安排的真是井井有条，我非常非常的感恩，
一点也不乱。不是说你今天去在那儿登记拿钥匙，然后拿饭卡，然后就去。哦，弟兄姐妹，所有的安排真是可以说真的很美，很整齐了。
Now in this retreat.When there, I found everything is in order. Perfect order. Not just when you go in at office and check in and get your ticket, get your keys, and not that easy. That means behind us, behind this event, they are a team. They handle this, they administer this.
就是在真的在这个事情的背后啊，有那么多人作为一个团队，他们在互相的这个筹划，互相的帮助啊，做的真的是很棒，我感谢主。
然后到那儿去食堂吃饭 ，in cafeteria I saw a machine, it's a washing machine, not just washing, it's like a assembly line, assembly 的那个什么 belt。
很有意思，当我们吃完饭的时候，你知道啊，你就把那个盘子碗呢，你都送它一层一层一层，弯弯走，像小推车一样，不断的在那儿走，在这儿循环，你就把东西放进去，对吧？你们很有秩序，互相成全。所以在机器方面，你会发现互相成全，在人与人之间，在团聚与团聚之间，领袖与领袖之间，需要互相成全。
Now in this retreat in the cafeteria, I saw like a streamlined belt, you know, passing by, and when you put the rest, the used or the you finish the bowl, you put on the cups. Every part perfect each other. 这都是互相成全的。 弟兄姐妹，我想神给我们放在一起，感谢赞美主，神要成全我们。你身边的人就是你的同伴。 We praise the Lord. God put us together. God will perfect you with your neighbors, with your brothers and sisters. 弟兄姐妹，神把我们大家从四面八方聚过来，绝对不是偶然的。 It's not the usual that God just put us together in occasionally. 神把我们放在一起是有目的的，是要我们互相成全的。所以我们感谢主啊，我们今天有机会来学习神的话，值得要互相成全。 We thank God that we have this opportunity. We learn God's words. We know God's words. And then we will work, we will do as God's words told us. 所以我们想，既然神是这样子的使用恩赐，赐下恩赐，我们所能做的就是发现恩赐，使用恩赐，成全这个恩赐。 God already gave us the gifts. Now our part, we will find that the gifts, we will use that gifts, we will perfect each other's gifts. 所以我们感谢主，今天我和愿意和弟兄姐妹讲到这样子的信息，也愿意大家真的能够明白。我不晓得我讲的是否清楚，但是我愿意弟兄姐妹，神的灵在你的里边解释的比我更清楚。I'm not very sure if I explain that very clear, but I trust God. The Holy Spirit will into your heart. Explain that much clearer than I can do. 所以我愿意祝福我们。 We ask God, ask Lord bless us and our church. 弟兄姐妹，今天真的很好，很高兴和大家又回来。我是从那边开车回来哈，和大家有这样一个专门来讲。 Now I purposely chose to come back from retreat this morning with my family and to share the God's word, to share the message with you. 不要小看我们自己啊，我们教会其实真的很不错。 Now, don't look up down ourselves. Our church is really from my heart. I will express this is a great church. Even 就是从我们现在这个size来看，这也是一个小教会的规模了。 Even from the attendance today, it's about the size of a small church in another city. 所以弟兄姐妹，我们感谢赞美主，愿神祝福我们，用厚恩待我们。So let me finish my sermon. May God bless us. May God, bless us with abundant love and abundant gifts. 我们来低头祷告。Now let's pray. 亲爱的恩主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。 Dear Lord Jesus, we praise your name. 我们知道是我们身上带着神的印记。 Now we know in our body, in our spiritual body, we have the mark of Jesus Christ. 主啊，我们谢谢你，你这样拣选我们在万人当中成为你的儿女。 Now we thank you, we give you a great heart, grateful heart that you chose us as your heavenly people and your own children. 主啊，我们感谢赞美你，真是何等的恩典从神而来，何等的慈爱从神而来。 What great love, what great mercy come from God. 主啊，我们在华府教会是一家人。 Lord, we in CCCW we are from we are one family, one heavenly family. 主啊，我们要真的是彼此用恩慈来相待。 We will treat each other with mercy, with gratefulness. 主啊，我们更谢谢你，让我们在华府教会有这样的团契，成为神的团契。 Lord, we have this opportunity in CCW to have a fellowship. It's a fellowship of heaven.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，求主用继续用厚恩待我们，用膏油来抹我们。
Lord, we want your blessings with anointings.
主啊，我们谢谢你，愿意华府教会不断的在这地为主做见证。
We want our church CCW to do to bear good witnesses among this community.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你今天叫我们弟兄姐妹有这样一个美好的敬拜。
Lord, we thank you for this worship such beautifully, gracefully.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求 ，Pray in Jesus' name, Amen. 好，谢谢大家。